From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Monday, March 18th, and here are today's headlines. A bill that aims to recover costs Vermont has incurred because of climate change took a key step forward on Friday. The Climate Superfund Act would make big oil companies pay a share of what climate change costs the state, based on how much their products have contributed to the problem globally. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted unanimously to advance the bill with support from environmental advocates and the Agency of Natural Resources. Anthony Iarapino is with the Conservation Law Foundation, which supports the bill.
Climate change issues have been politicized in a partisan way, but I think as more states like Vermont experience the total devastation from fossil fuel-driven climate change and confront the mounting costs to taxpayers and private residents, that partisanship is going to fall away.
The bill likely goes next to the committees that deal with money. If it becomes law, Vermont could become the first state to enact such a policy, and the Attorney General has said she is prepared to defend any court challenge. A new program at the University of Vermont aims to add more highly trained nurses to the workforce. That comes as healthcare employers have said they're going to need to fill over 5,000 nursing positions across Vermont within the next 2 years. UVM's program is designed for people who already have a bachelor's degree or certified nurses who want a master's degree. They just began recruiting their first class. And there's been a lot of interest, says Professor Jennifer Laurent, who heads nursing graduate programs at UVM.
We've only been accepting applications for, I don't know, maybe a week. And we already have completed applications, and there's all sorts of steps that have to be taken.
The program will be small, around 25 students a year. It's not going to make much of a dent in the state's nursing shortage, but Laurent says it's one way to help meet the need. Senator Peter Welch says he's lost confidence in Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he supports the election of a new leader in Israel. That's after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer described Netanyahu as, quote, an obstacle to peace while speaking on the Senate floor last week. The New York Democrat also called for new leadership in Israel. Welch says Schumer's comments carry a lot of influence because the majority leader is the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the United States.
This is going to be a turning point in our discussion. So I think this is a historic speech that can finally have us speaking candidly with our Israeli ally about what we must do to maintain peace and build peace and security in the Middle East.
Both Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Rebecca Ballant have also been critical of Netanyahu's leadership in the past few weeks. A House committee has signed off on a bill that would give adults who were formerly in the foster care system better access to their past records. Specific records tied to abuse or neglect are currently off limits to adults who were in the foster care system as children, even though state agencies, law enforcement, and attorneys can see them. Franklin Representative Michael McCarthy is chair of the House Committee on Government Operations and Military Affairs.
There are people who have been trying for decades to get a clear picture of records from the time that they were in custody.
The Department for Children and Families supports the bill, but hopes to develop a program offering support for the trauma that might come after reading through the records. Coming up, tax sales are a way for municipalities to make sure they get the money they're owed each year. But critics say the system makes it too easy for families to lose their homes. That's after this. When homeowners fall behind on their taxes, municipalities can sell their property at an auction. It's a process called a tax sale. People then have a year to pay off their debt, which includes fees and interest, or the winning bidder gets their house. Local officials say tax sales are an important tool to ensure municipalities get the taxes they're owed, and they say people rarely lose their homes. But critics counter that process lacks guardrails. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors has more from a family in Greensboro who have been at risk of losing their farm through a tax sale.
There's a dozen or so cows munching on hay in Steve Shatney's barn. Several of the cows turn when Shatney walks in. They seem happy to see him. A trio of pigs pop their heads over their pen.
Hey, all you waste your stuff is showing off. See me show off.
She just jumped right up there.
Oh, yeah. They do. You got it.
Shatney, who's 64, has lived and worked on this farm his whole life. It's all he's ever wanted to do. His family has owned these 300 acres in Greensboro for more than a century. In recent years, money has been tight. A year and a half ago, Shatney sold his 70 milking cows. He says it was the hardest day of his life.
They come in with canes, and they don't know what the hell you're doing with them. I led every cow on the trailer myself. I said, you touch them with a prod or anything, I said, you're going to go right out of here.
Shatney's wife, Christine, says they've had to diversify their offerings to keep the farm going. They raise heifers and pigs, they hay, and do some logging. Christine also works two food service jobs. But it can still be tough to keep up with the bills.
And you decide what you absolutely need to pay, and then whatever's left you put aside. The taxes was always a little bit lower on the same thinking, we'll make it up next month. And then when they came due, we never had the full amount.
Taxes in Greensboro are due in early November. And then residents have about 7 months to pay off any debt before the town holds its annual tax sale in June. In 2022, the Shatneys owed the town just under $8,100. The town of Greensboro auctioned off their property for $24,000 to Rocco Realty, a New Hampshire-based real estate company.
Town needs their tax money to pay their bills. So they end up selling the property, but then you have a year to redeem that.
In this case, the Shatneys were at risk of losing their $500,000 farm over an $8,000 debt. The Shatneys eventually paid what they owed, but they still ended up in a fight for their home. State law allows investors like Rocco Realty not only the potential to pick up properties for a fraction of their worth, but also to collect 1% interest per month on their winning bid.
We paid exactly what the town and what the town's lawyer had written to us and saying, this is what you need to pay. And then we found out that that wasn't always the case, or so the company thought.
Rocco Realty claimed the town didn't charge full interest on their $24,000 bid. The company didn't merely ask the Shatneys to pay back the $1,500 in missing interest. They went to court to get the deed to the farm.
How did that feel to have that?
Yeah, that's pretty scary when you're going to think you're going to lose your entire, your home, your livelihood.
Rocco Realty manager Marissa Smith, in a phone interview, declined to comment on the lawsuit. Smith, who's a playwright and co-founded a publishing company, has acquired at least two Barry homes through tax sales. She says investors like herself get a bad reputation. Smith says she's now renovating one of the Barry houses she bought.
If you look at it from one angle, it's like, oh, these mean investors just want to take everyone's property away. And I mean, it's not that at all. The tax investors take properties that no one has looked at or cared about for years and spruces them up.
The Shatney situation is unusual, but critics of tax sales say that it highlights broader problems with the process. Grace Pasden is an attorney with Vermont Legal Aid. She says state law provides few protections for residents during a tax sale. And while some towns like Greensboro offer repayment plans to help people avoid the process, that's not required under the statute.
There aren't a lot of guardrails.
Another gap, Pasden says, is that state law doesn't specify a threshold for when towns could bring a property to tax sale. Pasden says in one instance, town officials initiated a tax sale over a $180 debt.
So we thought it was pretty shocking that towns were really using this very draconian process that has these devastating impacts on families over really small amounts of debt.
The Shatney situation isn't the only tax sale case the agency's taken on recently. In late January, Vermont Legal Aid sued the town of Barton and Village of Orleans, alleging that municipal officials failed to give their 66-year-old client the required 10-day notice prior to the tax sale. The woman, who was living in Florida for the winter, didn't get notification and believed her daughter, who was living in the home, was covering the taxes.
We think it's pretty cut and dried. The Village of Orleans took our client's property that's worth at least $79,000, at least according to their own, tax assessment, for a $6,500 tax debt. And they have provided no compensation.
The Vermont House recently passed a bill that makes some changes to the law, like giving property owners more notification about potential tax sales and requiring towns to offer repayment plans. One contentious change in the new legislation is the reduction of interest that tax sale investors can collect on their winning bids. The Vermont League of Cities and Towns is concerned that that might dissuade investors from bidding on properties, which would reduce tax revenue for towns.
I'm going to show you something you've probably never seen.
Back in Greensboro, Steve Shatney took me on a drive around the property that they were at risk of losing. We drove up to a knoll where, on a clear day, you can see Burke Mountain.
See that white fence right out there?
Yeah.
That's where my parents are buried.
Wow.
So you see, that's another thing I'm really fighting to keep this place.
The Shatneys recently got a win. A judge ruled that Rocco Realty wouldn't be able to seize their home. But the lawsuit isn't resolved, and the Shatneys might still be on the hook for the $1,500 of interest that Rocco Realty says they're owed. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Abigail Giles, Lexi Krupp, Bob Kinzel, and Howard Weiss-Tisman. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Talk to you tomorrow.